Welcome back to another episode of the Big Ass Cornhole Podcast. Dane and I are still here making our way through these crazy times. What's going on, Dane?
Yeah, just making my way through these crazy times.
Right. Well, we're back together in the same studio, but obviously we're practicing, I guess if you want to call it, like, responsible social distancing.
Sean, reach your hand out. Can you touch mine?
I cannot, actually.
All right, there we go. Socially distanced.
Okay, so let's go ahead and kick this off with our favorite segment, What You Drinkin'.
What you drinkin'?
Oh, thank you, Mickey. Today, we're bringing back a brewery that we had on before, but a different beer. From BrewDog, out of Winchester, Ohio, we are drinking on the Hazy Jane.
Love
it is a New England style IPA, man. Oh. It is fantastic.
It seriously might be one of my new favorites.
Yeah, dude. It hits all the notes. It's got the hoppiness, but it's also got the citrus like notes to it, man.
Ironically, I sent you a picture of this beer before knowing that you would also bought this. I'm like, dude, I found my next favorite. I love this stuff. And then you sent me a picture of the case.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, I found this case at Costco. So. Yeah.
All right, so we have a great episode planned today. We are doing another bag review. Dane,
that
the people
are.
Have spoken, and they want more, so we're going to oblige.
More bags.
So we're going to be reviewing Money Bags, the Sneaky Pete series, and then the Airmail 5000. I know it's some other people have touched on it, but we kind of wanted just to put our thoughts on it. And then there's a little cornhole tournament going on.
Just a bit.
An online cornhole tournament going down this Saturday, April 4th, that we're going to touch on. And then we're going to be joined by cornhole great, the Airmail master himself, Frank Modlin. It was a fantastic interview.
Yes, he is a great man.
Dude, phenomenal interview. It really was. Like, I had a blast talking to the guy.
Yeah, he's an awesome guy. Like,
it's
going to
be
so
late night for me
on.
Editing this because we had so much fun talking to him when the camera was off.
That's always a good thing, though.
Awesome, dude. So, before we get right into it, let's build the excitement, all right? Let's get the people hyped a little bit in a segment we like to call In and Around the Hole. Brought to you by our sponsors, Cornhole Addicts. Dane, have you found yourself missing cornhole more than you ever imagined?
Yeah.
Do you need something to curb your appetite?
Yeah.
Well, check out cornholeaddicts.com for all your cornhole needs. From hats, bags, book bags, mini boards, and blogs, you can find it all at cornholeaddicts.com, where you can feed your addiction.
Speaking of blogs.
Yes, I wasn't going to say anything.
Sean just threw one out there, so guys, go give it a read. I mean, maybe I'm a little biased, but I thought it was very well done.
The title of the article is,
Kudos.
Dude, how did we get here? And also, we're brought to you by
PJ McIntyre's. Full menu is still available. Order it for some takeout. Support your local business. I mean, it's great Irish fare. Go get yourself some PJ McIntyre's.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So since we're all stuck inside, especially around here when the weather's absolute shit.
Yes.
Dane, have you noticed the trend about like where people are playing on the mini boards?
I mean, I've noticed a trend in myself. Like, I found myself buying mini cornhole bags because I'm like, hey, I have these mini boards. Why don't I put them to use?
So give them a little shout out. Who made them?
Killer Bees Cornhole. It's a small company, one man ran, and he does anything you want custom. Literally from the fabrics to the size of the bag. Obviously, he has normal size bags as well.
Yeah. They're cool. They're very cool.
Yeah, very cool. I did my own graphics
like
on them.
Cornhole bag. I mean, it's like they feel legit.
I went with suede and victory material. Victory material.
Yeah, correct.
It's a fun little bag.
So do you think this is just something that is going to catch on? Do you think it's just something to pass time? You know what I mean?
I think it's I never see it being competitive.
Yeah.
Maybe in the youth.
Yeah.
I could see maybe if you want to start like a youth organization of, I don't know, like 8 and under or something.
I could see that.
Yeah, do something like that. But I think it is a great way to pass the time. It's a perfect indoor like game with your friends.
For sure.
Like when you have some people over. I'm all about it.
We're going to go over more in a future episode.
Yeah.
Just wanted to kind of touch on it today. So let's jump right to the meat here. All right. Let's go right to the bag review, man.
Meaty.
I have been wanting to try this bag for a long time. I thought it was a really cool-looking bag. I just thought that the design of them... We're talking about the Money Bags, okay? The Sneaky Pete series. Now, I think this originally became quite popular because of the whole BBs sewn into the corner.
I remember when it first came out, you know, I heard a lot of chatter on Facebook about it. You know, people always raving about it, and I'm glad we finally got our hands on some.
For sure. So, it kind of caught my attention when I first started reading about it. So, First, I want to give a big shout-out to Jake Childs, all right, who we had the pleasure of meeting and throwing with at what was supposed to be the Cleveland National.
Oh, yeah.
Or the greatest weekend of my adult life.
But it was a failure. It was fun.
He made us a custom set of Sneaky Pete bags, and they're absolute fire. Like, just the design, our logo on it, it just worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
So hats off to you. You might have heard, if you listen to the Dogcast, Jake was actually just on their most recent episode. Go give it a listen.
Yeah, he's a great dude.
Great dude, super down to earth, phenomenal player. I know the Dogcast has kind of been touching on this a few times, but I wanted to reemphasize that. He is a super cool, unique release of the bag.
Yes.
And then the Thunder throw. Yeah. How do you want to call it? Like, describe it. Like,
so I'm trying to get a nickname for him. For people to catch on to, that's the Thunder from Down Under, because he's from Florida.
I think that's honestly perfect.
I mean, I know they touched on it at the Dogcast, but you have never heard a bag hit a board so loud in your life. It is impressive.
So let's get to the bag itself, okay?
Okay.
I got to throw it, I think it was Sunday, right? It was a beautiful day. Was it Saturday?
No, it was Sunday.
So I think the bags had come in Saturday. It was absolute terrible weather here, storming all day. So Sunday, it was actually nice out in the morning.
Yeah.
So I decided to go out. Now, it was still wet out. I didn't even really... I'm like, do I want to throw these? I wanted to throw them so bad. I'm like, screw it. I'm going to set up the board. I owe it to the people to do the bag review. I had to do the research, right? So I go outside. I throw it down and back. I don't know, like 4 or 5 times. And I called you.
Yes, you did. I'm like, immediately.
Get over here.
Yeah, you're like, you need to try this. Get over here.
I love this bag.
Now, luckily, I live, you know, less than 2-minute drive away, so I was over there.
You literally were right over. So I love this bag. It, for me, great speed. It has a material that feels very similar to, let's say, the fast side of a slide, right? Or the slow side of an all slide, right, if we're staying with that. And the fast side that is not, I wouldn't call it like Game Changer or Viper, but it's definitely faster than what the all slide would be. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
It feels really nice in the hand. The fill that he uses, it's a heavier bag.
Not literally weight wise. It just feels heavy in your hand.
Yeah. It feels like a bigger bag.
Yeah.
Whereas like the 357, some of them they feel on the smaller end.
Mm-hmm.
This is not. This is why this bag to me, if I was going to put Jake Childs as a cornhole bag, that is it.
Yes, I agree.
Just a fucking powerhouse bag. That with the BBs in the corner, I thought this bag was great at pushing. I love the speed of it. It was forgiving right out of the box. I didn't wash them or anything. I really liked it. What were your thoughts?
I mean, I fully agree with you.
You don't like a fast bag either.
I don't. Yeah.
Typically.
And like, I don't know if the moisture played into effect.
It
like,
might have.
I mean, yeah. it was a little bit slower than I think it normally plays, but I mean, that thing was grabbing corners like no other. And like, it was nice though, because it would grab, like, even if you wouldn't make the bag, it would grab enough of the corner that it would stay on.
Yeah.
Which to me speaks volumes about a bag. Cause I mean, if you're just off and it hangs on that back edge, that's always awesome. But you hit it on nail on the head. You had me throw some blockers down for you. That bag just shoved them out of the way like it was nothing.
Seriously, I mean, it just fucking bitch slapping shit out of the way. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it was impressive.
I really liked it. So I was throwing, before you got there, I was throwing Infernos.
Yeah.
Similar speed bag
to this.
Maybe a little bit faster. And then I was throwing the money bags. I was kind of just throwing both sides, practicing for our big Score Holio live tournament.
We'll talk
about that in a little bit. But trying to figure out what bags I was going to use. I think as soon as you got there, I told him, like, I think I found my 2 bags. Like, I mean, they felt nice. I would throw the Infernos first, follow up with the money bags. If any Infernos were left on the board, just throw my normal throw. And it was just kind of just grabbing them by the ass and running them to the hole and dropping it in there. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I really like this bag a lot.
Hey, I'm right there with you. It was an impressive throw, for sure.
Cool style bag. You know what I mean? It's not just a plain color. He can do some really cool, like, custom artworks and stuff like that. And they just look sweet. They're an eye-catching bag. I think that's always really unique.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the other things we wanted to test out, Jake sent us over the Airmail 5000. You might have seen it out. It's been out for 3 weeks or so now, maybe a month. We tested it out, and I loved it.
Yes.
We had talked previously about how we do not own an Airmail box, and Dan, I don't need one anymore.
Yeah,
okay?
No, you do not.
If you listen to the Dogcast show, you would have heard them talking about this product, but we thought this product was so unique that it was worthy of a little bit more praise. I thought that this was a really cool concept. We fooled around putting it all over the board. One of my favorite things to practice was throwing it as like a short blocker.
That's what forcing I loved you to it carry too. It
a little
yeah.
bit. Worked as an, I guess if you want to call it, quote unquote, an airmail box, it worked well with. I liked angling it a little bit, just leaving maybe half the hole open, so I had to really, you know, just work on my line and everything. I thought it was a really cool thing, really well made. It's sturdy. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
When it grips that board, not going anywhere.
You can pick up and walk home with that board.
For sure, for sure. I did want to say, I know that it says not to use it on a wrapped board. I mean, we're talking the suction cups are so strong that it could just peel that shit off.
Yeah, for sure. But I think if it's printed, direct print onto the board, you're good.
For sure, for sure.
And, you know, just my two cents on it as well. Like, you touched on the versatility of it.
Yeah.
Like, it's great for practicing your airmail, but then aside from that, holy crap, you can put it anywhere on your board and practice a shot. I'm working on those angled shots right now to get the bag to curve into the hole. That tool is perfect. It's better than a bag because a bag's going to move.
Correct.
If you touch this thing, you're not going to make it. So it's perfect to learn that hook shot and everything. And then again, going over top of it, putting low on the board. Like it's a great training tool.
I like stuff that's unique that you're not going to see anywhere else. I like that aspect about it a lot.
Yeah, and honestly, for a first run, he nailed it.
Well, and two, it's just in my trunk of my car.
Yeah.
I just have it everywhere. Exactly. So if I have boards with me, or if I go to league and we wanted to try to use it, it's just there.
Yeah, you don't need your boards and a mailbox. Yeah, and an air mailbox. It's
so
awesome.
It's definitely. So we love both products. I like them so much that I actually ordered... I already ordered another custom set of them.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me at all.
But seriously, that's how much, and I haven't done that with all the bags, but I love this one so much that I sent Jake a Facebook message letting him know, like, dude, I like this bag a lot. Do you customs? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, here's my logo. Just tell me how much and I'll send you over the money.
Now, folks, I think some of this comes too from just the sheer lack of cornhole in Sean's life right now.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, it's all right though. It is a money bag.
Ooh, I like
what?
That. Wow.
Wow.
All right, you can find both products at nativecornhole.com, or you can reach out to Jake Childs. Hi, Jake.
Hey, Jake.
With any questions. Again, that's nativecornhole.com. Now, Dane, perhaps the biggest, or the most meat, I guess we'll say, in the episode.
The meatiest meat?
The meatiest meat. A challenge has been thrown down. The Battle of the Big Mouths. And surprise, surprise, I believe Donnie came up with the name.
Yeah, I mean, that is not a surprise. I think he could fit his fist in his mouth. His mouth is that big.
Yes, for sure. We're going to be facing off against the Dogcast, Brews and Reviews, and the Central Connecticut guys in a Scoreholio live event on April 4th. Dude, I cannot wait.
It is going to be Saturday. A blast.
Oh, like, my God.
I mean, just for sheer entertainment purposes for sure. Everyone out there, I mean, especially if you have some crap weather, check this out. It's going to be hilarious.
Dude, yeah.
I mean,
yeah. So for those of you that aren't familiar or haven't played like a Scoreholio live, they do have a video kind of demonstrating how their style goes. But just to break it down, so we're going to be doing it as like a singles event. It's going to be round robin. We're going to play every other person except for our counterpart, and then the member of each show who has the best record will advance to the elimination round to represent their show in the final four. So it's Scoreholio format. Each person is going to throw 8 bags around. You're going to throw 4 sides from each side. So you're going to throw 4 with your arm outside, 4 with your arm inside. You throw them all down. You add up your score. You walk back and you do it again. You're always throwing into the camera.
Yeah.
Okay.
Easy to keep track of the
score of everything. But what are your thoughts, first of all, about the format? Now, obviously, we're limited. In a perfect world, I would love to face each and every one of those teams.
In person.
In doubles.
Let's go.
Like, let's we see how it happened last time.
Yeah. It worked out
pretty well for us.
We'll settle for this. Yeah, for the ghost this time. But in the future, we will certainly all meet up and we will have this tournament.
Absolutely.
When real cornhole is played. But aside from that, I will say I get that it's singles and stuff. I'm a little sad, though, because I think everyone should just be opposite sides of a bracket and go to the final because, I mean, it would have been you and I in there, but I guess we won't have that happen. So
sorry.
I look forward to winning it for us. Don't worry. Exactly. Yeah, I'm talking smack to my own brother in the room.
Kind of weird.
No, I mean, in all seriousness, I don't really think Ghost is my game, though, but...
I was going to say, I was trying to be nice here, man. Like, we can go that round.
It really isn't. I would much rather have an opponent standing there, but it's all right.
I think it's a cool thing.
It is awesome.
I had my first experience throwing against Ghost. Like, I played it, I should say, I had my first experience live streaming while playing the Ghost. Made the mistake of going out there without warming up at all. I had a small window of opportunity before it was going to rain. It was pretty warm outside, so I hopped out there, no practice, and I'm like, Ghost 8? I can play Ghost 8.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
I started out, and I think I gave up one, came back tied, and then I hit, I think it was four bagger, and then I think I got 10. Yeah. Right? So I'm thinking, I'm like, shit, what's everyone losing to Ghost 7 and 6-4? I'm like, wow, look at this. And then that was the last time I scored.
Yep.
In two matches.
Mm-hmm.
So I lost the first one. I'm like, I ain't no bitch. I'm going to run it back. And Ghost 8, fuck me again.
Yeah, I mean...
Dude, so then I stopped, I put everything away, right? And I looked up, and I'm like, it's not raining yet. So I set all the shit back up, and I'm like, I can't do this. I can't go out like that, but I'm going to play Ghost 6.
I mean,
I wanted to build up my confidence a little bit.
My biggest issue right now is just finding a surface to play on, because I don't even think I told you this. The cops kicked me off of my sidewalk. Literally, I was out there with my board set up, and they drove by and told me to put them on my driveway or on my grass. And... when he told me to put it on the grass, there was probably about 2 feet of water sitting there. So,
interesting.
Yeah, and
we will make this a political show.
I just let it ride. Like, I didn't want to piss him off. I tried to go out there again today. They rolled by again. I don't even live in a popular street, and they rolled by again and just eyeballed me. I'm like, God, what the hell? Anyways, but yeah, I mean, I'm actually fixing that though. Building some playing decks.
Nice.
Once I have them finished up, I have all the frames built. And then once I have the deck wood and stain it, I will send pictures. I'll post it on our podcast because they're awesome. They fold into each other. They go on any surface. I'm excited about them.
But all seriousness, this Ghost Live type stuff, it's a different feel. I like it a little bit because it gives you like the nerves a little bit like you're going to play in a bigger tournament.
Yeah.
After about the down and back 2-3 times, I kind of forget the camera's there anyway, so just kind of go play. But it's definitely different. What I'm having the most fun with right now is this past week of just shit-talking, just relentless shit-talking.
Yes, that is the most entertaining part.
I don't wish. There's a group message of all of us that is just pure gold. Just the amount of shit-talking that goes in there and just the random stuff that is talked about. I mean, we could probably write a book about it afterwards.
I mean, my hardest part is, like, even though I'm off work right now, I'm keeping myself busy. I come back and I have like 45 to 100 missed messages on this thing.
Unreal.
It is impressive. And like, they always call people out that aren't listening to that, aren't reading it too. So I'm always the one like,
everyone's been pretty creative. Central Connecticut guys, they've been quiet.
A little quiet.
They posted a little hype video, which I thought was well done. We had to play with it a little bit, but they've been pretty quiet. Don and Brendan, they're going to do what they do. I'm waiting for a song or something. They had the Screamin' Meacham or whatever he wants to call himself.
Screech him. Screech him, Meacham.
Okay, yeah. They had that guy on. He was talking. Didn't say too much about us. He said one of us was big and played tennis. The other one was just big. That's okay.
I mean, that pretty much sums us up.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. I mean, that's fine. What's the name of our podcast? We'll go with that. We're aware. But the one that's been doing the most chirping is probably the dude on the West Coast, the Jersey guy. Corona's been pretty
quiet.
Well,
he's dealing with his virus right now.
Yeah, that's a tough last name to have right now.
Yes, it is.
But yeah, Jersey guy, he's been chirping a little bit. It's all in good fun, though.
Oh, yeah.
All in good fun. I don't know if you guys saw our video yet, if you're listening to the episode, but on Facebook, we wanted to show off our mail day. Dane had ordered some custom mini bags
from Killer Bees Cornhole.
We wanted to show off the money bags that Jake Childs has sent over, and then we also had some shirts delivered in quotes by the Jersey guy.
Quality is lacking.
Yeah, the quality is lacking a little bit, but you know, it's Corona times, and I'm sure good help is hard to find.
Yes, yep.
For sure.
Everyone's hurting right now.
So I saw, like, little things that's been the best about this whole get-up leading up to it is, like, the Dogcast, they posted, like, the Vegas odds. We were the early favorites. I don't necessarily you can say that. I think that they were just messing with us because we had won.
Yeah.
Listen, we're always going to be confident, but, again, we've only been playing for a year and a couple months. And I've seen some of these other guys play before. I know that they're going to be good. So yeah. I think for us, a lot of it's going to depend on weather.
I think a lot depends on alcohol intake as well.
For sure. But like on the West Coast, they're going to get like perfect weather, I'm sure. We might have gale force winds.
Where we stand right now, it actually, fingers crossed
for sure.
For Cleveland, for sure. I mean, knock on wood.
My biggest, I think what I'm most excited for is to see if Brennan can surpass his record of 1,000 beers.
I think he can.
I believe in him.
Yeah.
Brendan, we believe in you.
His pace is going to have to be a little faster than like the 12 hours that I played with him on that Friday.
You can start before. It's fine.
That's true. I mean, I plan on doing that.
So we're going to be having like pros hop on the live stream to interview with Ben of Scoreholio, and they're going to like commentate the match, talk trash a little bit, which I'm looking forward to.
Do we even have a single pro on our side?
Well, technically, they all belong to the Jersey guy.
Yeah, I mean, Jersey guy owns everyone. So, I mean, just know that anyone that is on there, you know, in air quotes of Jersey guy,
yeah,
they're also supporting us as well.
Yeah, I know. We know. You call us afterwards.
And deep down in your heart of hearts.
For sure.
We don't have to buy your affection.
So be on the lookout this week. We're going to be posting prop bets pretty soon. Each bet is going to be associated with some sort of prize for the winner. There's some freaking fantastic prize. The grand prize is a set of custom boards made by West Georgia Cornhole.
Yeah. And they are phenomenal. And honestly, I mean, I'm going to shout out the Jersey guy right now.
Yeah.
Because that design that he did.
And the poster he did.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, everyone knows his work is phenomenal. Yeah, but
seriously, if you see our t-shirt, Chris knows. It is all in good fun. We had to have some fun with it. But he's super talented dude.
And one day he came up with that.
For sure.
Man, it's unreal. So check out those boards. Like, they are worth winning because they look so cool.
Yeah, so be on the lookout. We're definitely going to be posting that.
Whole bunch of bags,
too. Pretty soon. All right. And now is that time. Plug time. Cue the rap horn. As always, thank you to our sponsors, Cornhole Addicts and
PJ McIntyre's. Go get your Irish Fare.
So check out, we've been talking Ghost Cornhole. I mean, obviously in the cornhole world right now, there's not a whole lot to be talking about. But check out Ghost Cornhole League on Facebook. The April League is coming up. I believe you have to sign up by, it's either April 4th or 5th to be eligible. Dane and I will be participating in this league.
We'll try our best.
I don't want to waste time talking about it here, what all the rules and stuff are, so. But just check out the Facebook page for all the details. Next episode, we're going to recap our battle of the Big Mouths and our experience, and hopefully we will reign supreme and we'll have shit-talking rights over until, like, our
hopefully
next venture.
Hopefully so.
All right, so stay tuned for our interview with Airmail Master Frank Modlin. And as always, we hope you throw it straight. And it's nothing but four baggers from here on out.
Cornhole it.
Later. Welcome back to the Big Ass Cornhole Podcast, where Dane and I are joined by Cornhole Great, ACL Pro, and Airmail Master, Frank Modlin. Frank, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me, man.
So we always like to start off with some easy, soft toss type questions, all right? So can you just give us a little bit of a rundown on, you know, how long you've been playing and how you first got involved with the game?
Yeah, man. It's kind of crazy. I actually started playing camping with the family. We were down on the Outer Banks. We used to camp down there at Camp Hatters in Rodanthe, North Carolina. Saw some guys playing. They asked me to join in. Had never played before. It was windy as all get out. So I played horrible. But I saw them, you know, being pretty successful at it, and I kind of got hooked right away. So I got my butt kicked, and I said, I've got to get better at this. So okay, that's kind of where I got started.
Now, how long ago was that?
That's been about going on 10 years now, getting close to 10 years.
Okay. And what do you think, what aspect of the game kind of hooked you? Was it the fact that you weren't that good in the beginning and, you know, that competitive drive just kind of built you, or was it the sense of community that it has? Like, what kind of brought you into it?
Well, I'm an old softball guy, like a lot of cornhole players are. I used to pitch, and it kind of, you know, had a, you know, some similarities to the pitching aspect, and of course the competitiveness of it. I don't like to lose at anything, so, you know, getting beat right out of the gate probably was something good for me.
Okay.
So you're obviously, you're kind of one of the faces of the ACL, right? You're one of the more popular names, faces going across. So how long have you, how long have you been a pro at Cornhole?
This is my fourth season, I believe it is, as a pro with the ACL, the American Cornhole League.
Okay. Now, is that the only organization that you've been a pro with? Did you play ACL at all before that?
Yes, I played the American Cornhole organization before I played with, you know, the ACL. And I was a pro also in that. I was fortunate enough to, you know, win the double, world doubles with Jordan Langworthy in the American Cornhole organization.
Okay, good deal. So you just touched on it before. You've had, you've been a pro for several years. You've had a bunch of different doubles partners. Mm-hmm. But this year you're playing with Jamie Graham, who some consider, he might be the best in the game right now. So can you go into a little bit about how that partnership formed and how the chemistry is coming along?
Oh, absolutely. I have always been, you know, real reluctant to say that this player or that player are the, you know, the greatest in the game. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, honestly, if he's not the greatest player at this time, he's got to be one of the greatest players. He's so, I mean, he's just on fire right now. He's worked extremely hard at it. I really don't think that there's anybody in the game that puts more time and effort into practice and tweaking his game just to make, you know, just to keep everything fine-tuned. And he hasn't gotten there and stopped. He's gotten there and pushed even harder. Jamie and I have wanted to team up for a while. We have competed against each other, you know, for quite a while now. And, you know, Jordan Langworthy and I, we were partners for the longest time, love him just like family, you know. But, you know, once he got out, it, you know, it kind of left me out there where, you know, I was looking for another good fit. And just like you guys know already, it's not always just about whether or not talent-wise, you know, it's a good fit. The chemistry has to be there. The chemistry between Jamie and I, you know, is similar to what, you know, Jordan Langworthy and I had had. And some of the other partners, like Scott Lane from last year, great chemistry, great guy, absolutely top thrower. But Jamie and I, we click, man. You know, it's just like with, you know, Langworthy and I, we can communicate with one another almost without words. We know what each other's thinking. We know each other's thoughts as far as what shots we want to go for. You know, we're learning each other's games more as we play together, as far as what shots to, you know, to actually, you know, tell the other one to go for or whatever, you know. But it, you know, our games have are kind of similar in one aspect, and they're kind of different in another.
Yeah.
Hey, can we erase that part? So I kind of got rambling.
It's all good, man. That's we love that though, when people fill the time. So one of the things, I mean, obviously, so you're touching on how well, you know, Jamie's been playing now. I think if people that are newer to the game, Jamie's a relatively young dude when it comes down to it, but he's been good for a really long time. I mean, if you go back and watch videos, I mean, he's been good for a really long time, which is another testament to just how talented he is. It's really impressive. I think the first national, you kind of touched on a little bit, is how you guys communicated without saying a whole lot. I think you guys maybe said a few things. Like, I think you asked him the one time, like, go up, and he just, like, kind of shrugged his shoulders, like, yeah, whatever you want. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, that's huge. I mean, to me, chemistry, especially when you're playing doubles, is so big. You have to feel comfortable that, hey, if you're not playing your best, somebody's going to pick you up. So that's a cool point.
You're only going to have as much confidence in your partner as they have for you.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And that's one of the things that, you know, once we teamed up and started playing together, we gained more confidence in each other. I let my buddy down in the first national. We should have at least been in the championship, I thought. Of course, I'm not taking anything away from, you know, Kyle and Dalton. Those guys were just freaking on fire. You know, they deserved it for sure. But I thought that when we were going through the tournament, if I could just stay on, that we had a good shot at winning it. And we got to the main stage Friday night, and we both played well against, James Baldwin and Kamba. But then Saturday night, Jamie was still on fire, and I was definitely, you know, off my normal game. So I feel like I let him down there. But we were really, really, we had some high hopes going into Cleveland. And, of course, like everybody was, let down. But, for obvious reasons, that couldn't happen. And we're just hanging out now and hoping – we'll get another one in here before too long.
Hey, that's the perfect segue into our next question.
Awesome.
We're going through this corona pandemic right now. There is this craze going through for ghost cornhole. Have you participated in any ghost cornhole?
I actually have not played in any ghost cornhole. I've played ghost cornhole with myself forever. I've been playing the Ghost 10 now probably 6 or 7 years or better.
I just went to Ghost 7 today, so you're making me feel real good.
Sorry about that. I'm 99% of my throwing is alone. It's kind of crazy. I don't live near, any leagues or anything like that, so all of my play during the week is here in the gym by myself. I have played, the ghost game for a long time. I do a lot of the, the skill challenges as far as, like the 10 rounds, the deck rounds, and yeah, and of course the ghost games, because, if you're not throwing against somebody else, if you're just out there throwing, it kind of gets a little monotonous and you find yourself, in creating bad habits.
So, quick question for you. I think a lot of our newer listeners they're learning what the deck around is and everything. So you're obviously one of the elite players. What's your average score?
Come on. Well, I cheat a little. So
sorry, Amy. You can prop yourself up here. You're giving you a chance here.
Yeah, I'll have to say that I do cheat a little, it's kind of by design. I always start on a 12 just for momentum's sake. But I start on a 12, and then I might go 7 frames or something. And if I start having a bad round, throw an 8 or something like that, I'll scratch that one and restart.
But I love how an 8's a bad round. So that
I typically like to stay, above the 140 mark. Okay. Well, now that's throwing the 13 rounds. In the deck around, that's the 120. I've been so used to doing the 13 rounds, and I know that's, associated with the ACO more than the ACL. Yeah. But the deck around, the 10 deck around, I would probably say at least above the 105 mark.
Okay.
Somewhere in that range.
That's what their goals can be to aim for. All right. There, so,
10 years.
So what I wanted to go into a little bit about you partnered up with All Cornhole, right? We can see you, the listeners can't, but you got the nice cornhole boards behind you and everything. You previously had I think they were called the Air 21s, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So
yep.
cool looking bag. There they are. Yep. So cool looking bags. And then you were instrumental in the design of I guess we can call it the bag, the one that changed it all, the game changer. So can you tell us a little bit about how that process went? I'm assuming, a ton of research and development was in place. So can you just kind of go into that a little bit?
First of all, I appreciate that, man. Calling it the bag. That is awesome.
We ran a contest and it won.
That is so cool, man. That is awesome. A ton of R&D for sure. A lot of people don't actually know this, but the Game Changer was just shy of a solid year in the development stage. And by that means, I mean that we were testing fabric, testing beads, videos, slow-mo, you know, just test, different, you know, conditions. And we did that. It was just shy of a year before we could finally settle on the right fabric, the right size patch, the texture, you know, the size beads and everything. Chad Littlewood and Miss Emily Littlewood with All Cornhole, they were just so awesome and patient with me. It's kind of a funny story. You know, we couldn't all agree on the fabric to begin with. Okay. After I guess talking with them multiple times and, you know, telling them, hey, I'm telling you guys, this is the bag right here. They were convinced. I sent them enough video that they realized that, you know, we've got something special here. But a cool story about how that the Game Changer conversation ever even came up. We were supposed to, as all cornhole players, we were supposed to come up with a graphics design, you know, for our personalized bags with All Cornhole. And I had, I was the last one to submit my design. Chad kept texting me and stuff saying, you know, what's going on, Frank? Everybody else has already got their design submitted. You know, what's up? And I said, man, I'm still working on this thing. And I'm sitting there thinking, how in the world did these guys come up with a bag so quick? You know, the whole time I thought that we were supposed to come up with our own design bag. So that's actually kind of what got my mind, you know, rolling, you know, about a different design bag, what could be, you know, more successful or whatever. And then my daughter, my youngest daughter, Logan, she was a tremendous help. She actually sewed the very first patch on the very first prototype of a Game Changer sitting at our kitchen table.
Yeah, that's going to be worth some money. I mean, with how much, seriously, I mean, you gotta think about it. With some bags going for $250, I would be really interested to see what that would go for on the open market.
Oh, four figures.
Oh, I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
if
really
you sign it, maybe six figures.
Oh, yeah.
it is so cool. And I told her at that time, I said, wouldn't it be cool if, you know, if this bag was on ESPN at some point? With that, you know, at that time, having no idea what, you know, what was to come. But it's been an awesome run.
And they made their scene on ESPN pretty quick, because correct me if I'm wrong, but they used it on the College Invitational, correct? That one year where they all had to use the same bag.
Yes. Stacy Moore with the American Cornhole League. We actually filmed the commercial for Game Changers at, you know, their headquarters, at the ACO headquarters. Stacy knew right away that we had something special here. And, you know, by getting their approval, to me, it just, you know, blew my head up, you know, for them guys to, you know, that know a lot about the sport, and for Chad and Miss Emily, for them to, you know, give their approval, you know, it just meant a lot to me. And then, so we carried, you know, of course, some really good pros up there, Ian James Baldwin and Alan Rockwell, Rocky, to do the testing and do the filming for the commercial. And while we were there doing the filming, James Baldwin and Rocky both said, you know, they were like, dude, this is the best bag I've ever thrown. And to me, man, you know, that is such a huge compliment, you know, coming from them and not them not saying it, just to be saying it, you know, they actually meant it. It was really cool.
So do you wear it like a badge of honor when you, I'm sure you've heard people call it the cheater bag, right? I mean, you know what I mean? People, there's that big talk about, this is the bag. I mean, the reason I love the name of it, the Game Changer, because it's not even just changed the game, but it's changed the conversation in cornhole, because the conversation now is, does the bag make the player or does the player make the bag? You know what I mean? And a lot of people, this bag has changed the conversation in some of those. So do you wear that like a badge of honor when you hear that as a cheater bag? Because you made a bag that's just that good that it comes up in conversation and actually makes people mad because they're losing to it.
Yes, I actually take it as a compliment.
There you go.
It really is. You know, there's a different story, I guess, behind that whole cheater bag name tag. You know, all of us have played the game for quite a while now. But we've seen bags, you know, kind of come into play and disappear and come into play and disappear. The cheater bags were really more reference to bags that they were slicker for sure, seemed like normally, but they didn't always meet specs. You know, it seems like they might always maybe not be quite as, you know, the thickness that it should be.
Okay.
Or, you know, or quite the width that the bag's supposed to be. So they kind of got that cheater bag, you know, that term, honestly, you know, because it was not, you know, a lot of times they were not, you know, up to specs. So, but with the Game Changer, you know, it's really cool to get called a cheater bag, but we meet specs, you know. So what, you know, what we did with the, you know, with the Game Changer, we created a bag that seems like, you know, it was giving someone an advantage, but it, you know, it met all the specs of, you know, of the requirements from the organization. So, that in itself is, you know, quite a compliment, and it has changed the game. And I'm not trying to, brag or anything, but
no.
it has changed the game from what a lot of us players started out with. You know, I came in behind the old corn bag days, you know. I came in when it was, you know, the suede cloth on one side, and it was really tacky. And, you know, I guess it was duck cloth, mostly on the other side. And, you know, those bags were tricky. You had to have an extremely flat bag to be really competitive. And if someone couldn't develop a flat bag, you know, it was really tough for them to get to any competitive point.
Yeah.
So what these bags have done, you know, today with the definitely more hole friendliness and more forgiving fabrics, they've actually made the beginning players so much better, so much faster.
Yeah.
And that right there has changed the game, because rather than having a player show up, you know, like a beginning player show up at a blind draw and for weeks just getting hammered, you know, now they're putting a few bags on the board and in the hole, and then they're starting to win a few games here and there that they might not would have won before. So they're continuing to come back, which, you know, in a sense has made the sport grow. And of course, along with all the ESPN exposure, you know, the combination of the two have definitely been great for the sport, I think.
That's awesome.
All right. So then, you know, we had the OG Game Changer, you know, hit the scene and it blew up. The next release was the Game Changer Steadies. How do you think that release went? And do you feel it's lived up to its expectations? It's definitely a different bag than the OG Game Changers, we all know. A little chunkier, much slower. But I know there's a community out there that, I mean, people do like throwing the bag. So in your words, how do you think it's gone?
I think it's gone really good. A lot of people probably had the wrong expectations with the Steadies, because I guess we set the bar a little high with the OGs.
You guys set the bar impossibly high. It really was. I mean, it was tough.
I appreciate that. So, but with the Steadies, you know, we actually had a different mindset than the OGs. We had, we were listening to a lot of the customers, and the biggest request that we were having was a couple of things. They wanted, you know, they wanted a slower bag, and they wanted rounded corners. Mm-hmm. But, you know, again, you know, we're definitely going to stick to specs. With the rounded corners, of course, it pushes, you know, the feel towards the middle. Yep. It's going to give you that little bit of bulkier feel. But I think the bag did exactly what it was designed to do. It allows you to be able to block, defend a little bit more, and throw air mails. The one thing I would say that probably, if I had to say something that I was disappointed with the steadies, I wish they would break in a little faster. It takes a little longer than the OGs to break in. And again, it's been, you know, it's because of the design. The thicker bag pushes everything to the middle, which doesn't give that freedom in the fabric, for it to be able to loosen up and break down. So it, I think it does. It's doing exactly what it was designed to do. It's not going to fit the preferences of as wide a range of players as the OG. But there's players out there that love it just because of the design. They like that particular feel in their hand, and they like to be able to, you know, add those three dimensionals back into their play.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it's, you know, people need to realize, too, it's an oxymoron to think that you're going to have a more forgiving bag with a slower fabric. It doesn't work that way.
No, you're exactly right.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was telling you earlier when we first called you up that I still do, I throw my steadies. They are breaking down, and they're starting to become a nice bag. But yeah, like you said, it's taken a while.
Right. Yep. Absolutely. Definitely a good bag. And we're actually working on a third edition of the Game Changer series. It's actually out with some of the pro players, the pro all cornhole sponsored players right now, as kind of a demo type deal.
Yeah.
They've showed up at a few tournaments already. But it's they're pretty cool. I know the guys out there can't see it, but
it's okay. Well, we can get a little look here.
Yes, it's pretty cool.
Nice. Like, I don't know if you can see that. Absolutely. Absolutely.
They had a pretty cool little design there. But were doing The color design there is actually some testing of how the fabric will absorb the different types of colors and everything. It's actually going to be have a speed rated between the OGs and the steadies.
That's the sweet spot you guys are looking for.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
You guys came out with the OGs. They're super fast. You're never going to make a bag that everybody's happy with.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just not going to happen. I mean, there's no bag manufacturer out there that makes one bag that makes everybody thrilled. But the fact that you guys have made a bag, you know, to start with that, you know, so many people like, I mean, just speaks volume to the how much work and time you guys put into the research and development aspect of it.
Well, I appreciate that, man. And like I say, I could not, there's no way I could have done that without, Chad and Emily Littlewood with All Cornhole. They were absolutely awesome in, helping create, that bag.
All right, so let's step away from cornhole just for a minute here, okay? Let's go to something different. So you're away from cornhole. You're a teacher, correct?
Yes, middle school health and PE teacher at Riverside Middle School.
That's like a dream job.
It is a dream
job. Did you know, let's be honest here. Do your kids ever play cornhole in class?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Nah, they actually love it. We Fridays are, it's a day that we're all in the gym. So a lot of times we'll break out the boards. And we've got a few sets here now. So I'll set them up at, different distances. And, of course, by the end of it, they're wanting to come over there and, challenge me a little bit. But,
they haven't lost any of
them. Right. But I tell you, man, my students are awesome. They follow me. They know more about what I did on the weekend by the time I get back than I do. I mean, they follow, it's really cool.
That's awesome. All right, so something we always ask every player on here. So, Frank, what is your go-to drink while you're playing cornhole?
I think this might be a disadvantage for me. Mine is Pepsi Cola.
All right.
Yeah.
It's got to be doing something right. I mean, you've got to be on stage enough. So.
Yeah. I used to be a Mellow Yellow guy. Kind of switched over to Pepsi a few years back. And
that's, man, a bold move.
That's from like OG Game Changer to Steady Jump right there.
Exactly.
All right, so what about when you're just relaxing? Do you drink at all, or you just
it's kind of crazy, man. But I've never drank.
Good for you.
It's kind of crazy to be involved in this sport and actually say that though, right? Because it is a drinker's game for sure.
First.
My dad never drank, when I was coming up, and I always wanted to, once my girls got older, I wanted to be able to tell them that, I didn't. And I felt like if I was going to tell, ask them not to, or, whatever, if I was sitting there doing it in front of them, I would kind of feel guilty about it. But no offense to any drinkers out there. They're all my buddies.
No, of course not. Which they're all right.
We don't take any offense as we slam you in front of you.
All right. So I have to bring something up here. So some might say in the cornhole world that, that you're a fashion icon, okay? You're always rocking the visor, all right? So you got the college football coach looking, going, all right? So can we expect to see some, like, custom modeling visors out there anytime soon, or what's up?
Hey, there's some things in the works right now with some sponsors. I've kind of held off on that space for quite a while now. Of course, I wore the Under Armour. Yeah. Forever. Under Armour, where you at? got a new visor in the works right now. My buddy, the Jersey guy, is actually putting together something. Chad with All Cornhole, he's made me a couple of visors. So I think we're going to do a combination of several sponsors on one visor, and might be seeing that before too long.
I have a special request from you, though. So yeah. I'm a 30-year-old man. I've seen these visors with guys on the golf course that have the fake hair on it. I am rapidly balding. Do you think maybe we could have that as an added feature?
I think that should absolutely be an added feature for sure.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you.
Well, all right, so at least you're just bald and mine is gone solid gray.
So one of the other questions we always ask every guest is, outside of cornhole, of course, what other hobbies or hidden talents do you got?
Oh man, Ryan Windsor, my buddy. I'm a big poker fan. I love playing poker. I've played in some WSOP and WPT events and stuff like that. That's another passion that I have. I love to play. I love to play the big tournaments. Cool. My brother is actually he's played in the main event several times. He hadn't been able to cash, but he's actually had made some. He's made several WSOP final tables. Just a couple of weeks ago, he was at the circuit events at Atlantic City, and he made the final table of the senior event.
Oh, nice.
Love playing some poker. I love doing a lot of things with the family. We used to camp a lot. Love playing board games and stuff like that. Love fishing. I used to hunt a lot, but don't hunt so much anymore, but still love fishing and, boating and stuff like that.
What's the favorite board game?
Monopoly, hands down.
There we go.
Monopoly talks. Board place, baby.
So I had to ask, I'm sure I don't know if you've heard, maybe I'm tooting our own horn here, but on this upcoming Saturday, we're doing a Battle of the Big Mouths. I believe you've been asked to join as a commentator. Are you going to join us on that day?
I will be joining in.
If you have to take sides. All right. If there's a big bear behind you that's bothering you, we won't take offense. Okay.
Say a big bear. I tell you what, man, I love all you guys. That's for sure. And I hope that thing is a big success. I've seen a lot of you know, publicity out there about it. So I think it's going to be a big success for everybody.
It's going to be fun. We're excited.
Yeah, we're just trying to entertain people during this time, to be honest with you, man. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah,
times.
Man, this is a crazy time. I think that everybody needs some, you know, some comic relief with everything that the country's got going on. Definitely want to, you know, tell everybody out there to, you know, to stay safe, and, you know, many prayers sending out there for everybody. It's something that, in my lifetime, that I don't think I've ever seen anything, you know, to, you know, quite this, you know, yeah, dynamic for sure.
It's crazy. It's crazy. So we're going to wrap it up. Do you have any other any shout outs you want to do?
Yeah. And actually, on that note, you know, about, you know, with what everything the country is going through right now, you know, All Cornhole has got some good things coming up. They're actually teaming up with, you guys have heard of Kingdom Kids. Just an awesome organization that's doing a lot of good things for, you know, for our youth in Cornhole. So All Cornhole is teaming up with those guys, got some good things coming out. They actually have a humanity bag coming out soon, All Cornhole, where $10 from each, you know, sales goes towards the CDC Foundation. So, okay, you know, it couldn't be more perfect timing, you know, with everything that's, you know, going on in the world right now. You know, we all need to kind of chip in and, you know, and do our part. And I've heard of a lot of, you know, people involved with Cornhole that are doing a lot of good things and have done for quite a while now. But yeah, keep an eye out for these bags coming out soon. You know, the humanity bags with All Cornhole. Cool. Yeah, and shout outs.
Yes, go for it. Yeah, roll it. Yeah.
I've got quite a few. Have you got time?
Hey, cool. We got time. We can roll out.
Awesome, man.
You busted out the paper.
I broke out the paper.
Is that a scroll? Sure.
But yeah, first, definitely and foremost, want to give a shout out to my wife, my lovely wife, Brenda. She is my, you know, my biggest supporter. You know, without her, you know, giving me that support and being able to have the freedom to be able to go play and practice and all that, you know, it just wouldn't happen. Love you and I appreciate you. Of course, my family, I've got 3 daughters of my own, and we've got another little girl that we consider our fourth daughter, Bella. But I've got my daughters, Brooke, Kayla, and Logan. Brooke and Cody, that's Brooke's husband. And my grandson, Layton, he's our newest addition to the family there.
Yeah,
yeah, awesome. He'll be turning 1 coming up here soon.
Grandpa.
Yeah, absolutely. Kayla and her husband, Jay. Logan and her boyfriend, Josh. And of course, little Bella that I mentioned, she's our little 4-year-old that has kind of stolen our hearts and kind of come into our family. She's not biologically kin to us, but we consider her our fourth daughter. And of course, my mom, my brother, sister, and the rest of my family, I love you. Love you guys. Appreciate y'all and appreciate all the support that you give me. And of course, sponsors, as I've mentioned several times, Chad and Miss Emily Littlewood out in Utah with All Cornhole, the best products company out there. I appreciate you guys, everything that you've, you know, done for me and continue to do for me. Also, the Jersey guy. You know,
it's all right. You can say it.
You got to say it. It's all right.
But yeah, the Jersey guy, Dirty Bags Cornhole, appreciate you guys coming on and supporting Jamie and myself this season. Appreciate everything you've done for us and also continue to do. And last but not least, certainly the fans. I certainly appreciate everything you guys do for me. I appreciate all the love that you show me and support. You know, you just will never know how much it has meant to me over the years. You know, you guys being out there in the stands. And even if I don't hear it at that particular moment, if I go back and watch a video or something and I'll hear somebody shout out, so, I tell you, man, it just warms the heart for sure. But I really appreciate all of you. Thank you so much for supporting me. And I appreciate you guys for having me on and support me also.
Hey, well, thank you. And honestly, Sean and I are fans ourselves, so, you know, we just, it's very easy to root for you. You're a great guy, and, you know, so happy to have you on today.
Yeah, so Frank, really, thank you for being on. if we ever get to play cornhole in person again, all right, I would hope we can meet you in person, all right, like in a national event or something. You know, that'd be great.
Oh, that would be awesome, man. Yeah, just, you know, I'd like to tell everybody, you know, I know we're going through a rough time right now. Just, you know, be patient. You know, good times will come. This thing will, you know, soon pass. And, you know, keep playing the game that we all love. We'll be back at some tournaments before too long, competing against one another. And I hope we get to see you guys when we're there.
Us too. Yeah. All right, Frank. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Y'all take care.